7:42. Podcasts go up on his show all the time, and Pete Sandberg, when do those podcasts appear? Are they pretty much during the show, right after the show? What time could I get those?
Right after the show.
So you get a podcast of this morning's Kid of the Week, or the brothers that lost their dad and then changing the world with their healthy snacks company?
Brothers Nuts, yep. That'll be on WGMRadio.com. Also, the WGM Radio app, if you go under Steve Cochran Show, and they're right there. Easy to listen.
Yeah, kids changing the world. Not that this guest is a kid anymore, but, you know.
He's a former MVPP.
And a former kid. But now a high school graduate moving on, but trying to make sure that her legacy is to do the right thing. And Abby Malbon is here. Abby, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Thanks for coming back on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Usually if a guest is good, we rebook them. In your case, you had to decide if we were good enough to have you back. So, Abby, give us your story. You went to high school where?
Matilla Valley High School in Aurora, Illinois.
That's the new high school, newer of the high schools in the Western Burbs in Naperville and Aurora. Beautiful school.
Mm-hmm.
And a great district. But you recognized there was a need that wasn't being met. What was that need?
So in January of 2018, Illinois legislators passed a law called the Learn with Dignity Act. And the law requires that all high schools and middle schools in a school district supply their students with free menstrual products in bathrooms. So when I found out about this law, I was actually writing an article for my school newspaper. And since March of 2018, I've been working with my school district to force compliance with this law.
Now, how did this end up in Teen Vogue? Was it Teen Vogue or regular
Vogue?
Yes.
So I went to an event. I attended an event in California in November for Teen Vogue, and I was kind of talking about what I'm passionate about and my advocacy and from my hometown, and a lady approached me after the event and said, I'm the wellness editor for Teen Vogue. Do you want to write about it? So on February 15th, my op-ed was published in Teen Vogue talking about my experience and my journey along the way of trying to fight.
And then it becomes sort of a national conversation, which can help everybody out. But to bring it back locally, this is something that should be a no-brainer and is a health concern. And as I understand it, Sandberg and Vandeveld, you can chime in too with your own personal experiences. In a lot of cases, girls would have to ask to go to the nurse if they didn't have the products they needed. And that's a whole thing when you don't want to be pointed out
girls,
that you have something that you need.
You have girls missing school because they're uncomfortable going to school and not having access, easy access to products.
So what should be a private thing that you can take care of on your own by walking into the bathroom now has to become something that everybody is sort of aware of.
Yeah, and my whole point in fighting for this, too, is because the products were originally in the nurse's office, but you go to the nurse when you're sick, and when you have your period, you're not sick. It's just a natural process.
Right.
And I think that just having them in the bathroom, they're going to end up in the bathroom anyways. Why not just keep them there where they're private? You don't need
It seems kind of common sense.
Abby, when we had you on before, we were talking about the conflict was really about how the school and the school district was going to deal with the Learning with Dignity Act.
Yes.
And there was a lot of questions about it was supposed to be in all the bathrooms, but they put it in one bathroom near the nurse's office. And we had that was really what we were talking about, that didn't feel that they complied to the intent of the law.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, on my way here, I received pictures from a bunch of my friends of the products in the bathroom at Matilla. So I can't speak for the other high schools at the moment or the other middle schools, but there is some progress in putting them across all bathrooms. Now, they're in baskets, like Rubbermaid baskets. One was on the floor and some are near the sink, which isn't ideal or isn't always the cleanest option. But, I mean, the products are there for the people that need them, which is important. But, yeah, definitely. I've just had trouble communicating with my district. And by no means am I trying to exploit my district or say that they're, like, nothing like that, because I'm a product of the district.
And you had a good school experience.
Yeah, it's
a fine school.
I grew up in District 204, so I learned my honesty and my integrity and my how to do things like this. And you know what I mean? And I think that that's important in saying that I'm not in no way trying to exploit them. I'm just trying to say I'm trying to help them.
Some of the critics of the Learning with Dignity Act, and that criticism is not the right word, but it was about financial. It was about the idea that these schools had to retrofit or be able to put these machines in different bathrooms around. So there was this thought that if they made it next to the nurse's office, it was kind of a quick shortcut, if you will, because they could. It's an and like you said, put it in Rubbermaid,
easy to replenish
kind of thing. But that. that seems to be where the conflict is, or where the at least the pushback is from the districts, that they don't want to spend money on this.
Yeah, exactly. And I've done a lot of research about that, and I think our district budget is about $280 million. So that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in contact with the District 203 Buildings and Ground Manager at Naperville Central. And he was telling me kind of cost and annual cost per student, things like that. So they spend about $120,000 annually on toilet paper and paper towels. And last year they spent about $2,000 on menstrual products.
Okay, so that's products that would take care of the problem?
Yes.
In other words, that's what the cost would be?
Yes, so that was like a need basis.
All right, so the deal then is, because we live in a world where parents fund a lot of things, schools don't have enough money. So the notion then would be that you couldn't get a fundraiser together with parents or enough concerned parents together to come up with $2,000?
Exactly.
For that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It could be done
overnight.
They
shouldn't have to, because it's a law.
It's a law.
Well, of course
yeah.
they shouldn't have to, but no, they shouldn't have to raise money.
Yeah,
yeah, you
know
can.
What I mean? You can. I mean, I think the law says you have to put it into place. So the idea of going to the private citizen to fund that law.
I guarantee you that if citizens went to the board and said, here's $5,000, I'd like directed in this area, they'd take care of two schools.
Well, and there was also a lack of understanding because, like, at your school, the school is very large, and the nurse's office is on one side of the building. Yeah. So you have to get a pass from your teacher. So you have to interact with your teacher.
Yeah.
Can I get a pass to go to the nurse's office to get a tampon? Walk to there, get the tampon, then you have to talk to the nurse about it. It's like two steps
And it feels like that was not rectified by just putting the products in the bathroom by the nurses, because that still is a long trek to get there in one place.
Yeah.
Now, Teen Vogue came out. We talked to you a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. The Teen Vogue article that you wrote came out this week. The district came back and they had a statement to Teen Vogue. What was the statement, and what do you make of it?
So basically the statement at the end, to kind of sum it up, they had said that administrators were meeting with students and getting feedback from students, and there were no further concerns raised. And as of February of 2019, products were in all bathrooms across the district.
Is that true?
So as of Friday, I asked my little squadron of friends to take pictures in the bathrooms, and Bonzi has them. They're in all bathrooms.
Good.
And they're in sort of like the trash cans, but they're clean near the sinks. Like the disposable.
What do you mean they're in the trash cans?
So the disposable trash cans that you get inside the bathroom, in the restroom, in a woman's restroom.
Yeah.
They put those. They took
filled
them
with.
With clean products.
With clean products.
Oh, separate from the actual trash can.
Because you're not supposed to flush.
Yeah,
it's a sanitary trash can.
Okay.
Niqua had nothing and no bathrooms.
Zero.
As of Friday. Mattia had, they had the bins, but the bins were empty. They remained empty for about a month. Mm. And they're in two out of the 17 bathrooms, I want to say. And then the middle schools, I know Granger had some, and some like odd middle schools in there, but.
Well, as you well know, because as I said, you're not a kid anymore, the best way to get around that answer, the facts in this, is to say, oh, we weren't aware,
yes,
and then go and fix it. But clearly somebody's not playing straight here.
Exactly.
And it took them a long time to respond. Mm-hmm. You wrote this piece.
This is months and months and months, right?
Yeah.
Now, you've graduated from school.
Mm-hmm. Early. Which is impressive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's not a dropout like my route normally. The point being, you leaving school sort of takes care of the problem if they don't want to do it, because you're the agitator.
Exactly. And in the statement, they had said no further concerns have been raised. Well, the concern raiser, me, has left the school. So I just wanted to make sure that I never did this for myself. I never wanted this act to be put into place because of my wants and needs, right? This is for my students and for people that come after me. And I want it to be, make sure that the issue that, or the products that they're putting in place are sustainable and that they're going to be there for a while. Because when I graduate, I still need the products.
It should
be
automatic.
Yeah.
It just shouldn't even be a discussion.
And actually, when Mattia first placed those Rubbermaid bins, they were, I think, in December. And they were placed above the sink, so they were getting wet. And people actually thought that I was bringing the products there. They were like, oh, did you put these here? Because they don't know. It's not sustainable. Mm-hmm. It's not formal. It's just kind of weird. They just kind of showed up.
Or they may not be familiar. There was a law passed or anything like that.
Yeah, so there's not a conversation being started about this at all.
So
I don't get the pushback. I really don't. I don't understand the pushback. I don't understand why they wouldn't want to go, well, the last thing we want is for this to be a public issue. Clearly it's a health issue. Let's fix the problem. You're not asking for, you know, a candy machine.
Exactly.
You know, something frivolous. You're asking for something that's a biological need.
Teen Vogue is a national publication. This has sparked a national conversation, and as a lot of articles do in Teen Vogue. Are you happy with that? Are you happy that there's more districts and other school districts around the country that are saying, hey, why isn't this happening in my school?
Yeah, definitely. I'm very excited about this publication, and I think that it's a great platform, and it's giving me a voice. And what I want to do after this, so if my district were to put these products everywhere, at least I would like to have other people hear this conversation, right? If you're in Illinois and your school district isn't doing this, talk about it. Let's start something. And also, this is a law in New York and California. So if we can get other states to implement a law that's similar to this, I think that would be awesome.
So how many girls, and I know there's no way to specifically quantify this, but as the experience of a girl, how many girls are going to push it right to the edge because they don't want to be pointed out as somebody that has a need and they have to go deal with it then? In other words, risking their own health or sanitary situation.
I never would have asked a teacher in school to go get a pass.
And is it true that it would be harder for a 13 or 14-year-old because you're uncomfortable to begin with than it would be for somebody that's a self-confident 18-year-old?
Oh, 100%.
I was telling you, I'm 43. I wouldn't want to have to tell you, hey, I have to run to the bathroom. Like, I don't want to, I shouldn't have to have that conversation.
Vanderbilt, what did you do back in the day?
I think we just borrowed from friends.
And hope for the best?
Yeah.
And I know at
that's
one
all
point,
there was to do.
One of the arguments is the girls should be, you know, plan better to expect, but periods at all ages, but especially when you're young, are very inconsistent.
Well, listen, I'm not for a moment suggesting this is a sexist thing, because that's a whole different level argument. But can you imagine if the situation was reversed and this was a boy thing and you had to depend on boys keeping track of this particular issue?
Yeah.
Of course it would be taken care of, because all the boys would forget about it and expect our moms to come take care of them because I was an idiot boy.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that you've done this, but now the follow-through is crucial.
Yeah.
And so what do you need? What do you need from people to follow through on this, not just in 204, 203, but in general?
Support, and I mean just starting this conversation, right? Like you said, you don't need to be comfortable talking about menstruation and your period and things like that, but if we can start this conversation and have people talking about it and have people talking about the fact that menstrual products aren't a luxury and that they're a necessity and that you can't plan all the time and you shouldn't have to be able to plan. You shouldn't have to be able to talk to your teachers about it because by law, you're not required to. It should be something that you can do in the privacy of the
This restroom. Is not some snowflake millennial or post-millennial generational thing. This is a need.
I mean, Steve, in eighth grade, I wasn't a purse carrier. But the second this happens to you, you have to have a purse. And I, which means, oh, that person got their period because they're carrying a purse. And I was devastated by this whole, this was like debilitating for me.
Right.
As an eighth grade, you know, so I can't even, I applaud Abby for really speaking out on something that is, for some reason we're made to feel uncomfortable all this. Well, right, I don't know why, but we were. I mean, Mary, you, this was never anything you talked about. I mean, you probably didn't even talk about your husband when you first got married because it was uncomfortable.
Well, I didn't talk about it with my mother.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, so my teacher was out of the question.
So I would love to hear from any administrators about this, whether your school's getting it right or you'd like to counter what we're talking about here and say you're wrong. 203 and 204 is getting it done.
And you were telling us that you a principal came up to you off the air. You were saying that you had a good experience with some administrators.
Yeah, my principal at my high school has been really adamant about in doing this conversation and making sure that they're in compliance. But one of the things that's discouraging to me is I've been asked a lot by my principal and by other educators and saying that, well, what's your opinion on compliance? And I don't recall any other state law that asks students their opinion on compliance with that law.
Is it true this law was passed with no funding?
Yes, that is true.
Springfield.
Well, that's a lot of
fantastic.
Yeah,
this Washington.
Idea of mandate
fantastic.
Without,
I know
mandate,
we have to break, but what are your plans? You're graduated early, so what's going on with you?
Right now, I'm taking general education courses at a community college, and then I'm working with a nonprofit called Period, the Menstrual Movement, and I'm doing some research for them for a new program. And yeah, I'm just trying to get involved before I go to a 4-year in the fall.
You're advocating for women. We're going to need you to run for president. You've got a few years to get ready.
We'll
but
see.
You're very impressive. So
thank you.
I hope you'll continue to advocate throughout your life, and you're always welcome here.
Yeah,
and by the way, we're not looking for some sort of fist fight or some sort of debate back and forth. I don't do that here. However, I do want to hear from other people to see that they have stepped up to the need that you have pushed because you've done a good thing here.
Thank you.
And
right.
You can find that piece in Teen Vogue. It's out now.
And I think you're not unreasonable. You know, like you can't just immediately go and install things in one day overnight, you know, but just knowing that they've got a plan and this is what a goal, you know, by 2020, we're going to have all these machines in the bathroom.
Texture points this out, too. I know we're super late here, but can girls carry purses in school now because the idea that you can't you know, hide things?
Or I think it depends on
presumption
the
of hide things.
Like some kids can carry purses and backpacks. Some schools don't allow it. So.
Either way, fix the problem. Good God.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. Thank you very much.
Thank
and give people
me.
A contact Thanks point if they want to support you. What do they need to do?
You can reach out to me through Instagram or Twitter. My handle is just abby.melbon.
Okay.
And
ABBY or EY?
ABBY. dot MALBON.
Okay. And you guys can pick it up from there.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.